How's everybody doing tonight? Well, welcome to Church of Safford. To those of you live on Facebook, welcome as well. It's been a good week, amen? It has. So, yesterday might have been strange, but I got a strange craving for tuna. So I went ahead and went to the store and got all the stuff, had all the ingredients, mixed it together, made a couple sandwiches, and went to kiss my wife right after. And she said, "Whoo, you need to go brush them teeth." Said, "All right." So I did my best to go ahead and freshen out my breath. And I say that to say this, because tonight we're going to speak on self-righteousness. And it's a little bit harder for us to see it, but it's easier for other people to see it. So it's a possibility your breath stinks. But okay, go ahead and open to Luke 18, verse 9 through 14. Luke 18. Oh, wow. Yeah, now I know. So Luke 18, 9 through 14. I hope I don't blow anybody's eardrums. So here we go with Jesus giving a parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. It says, "Also he spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, 'God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes and all of all that I possess.' And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his chest, saying, 'God, be merciful to me, a sinner.' I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." Now, when Jesus first begins this, Luke wrote, he spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Those go hand in hand. It's almost like a couple that can give birth to pride. That's self-righteousness. Now, two, is he picked the temple, Israel's holiest site, and he picked a Pharisee, one who was the most religious and somewhat popular, I could assume, and a tax collector, one who is very, very hated amongst the community. Now, if I were to credit myself with having an awesome spiritual walk with God, credit myself, it would become easy to despise others for what they're doing in theirs. This is why it's very, very dangerous. This Pharisee's I. We get wrapped up in I so much. Now, the Pharisee began to say, "God, thank God I'm not like other men. Thank God I'm not. I'm anything but them." But all he did was pray to himself. The Bible tells you right there. It says the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. And he starts off, God, who is he praying to? What God is he praying to? That's not the God I know. But how many times do we sit in prayer sometimes and first go, I need. It's a habit that we have to break. And this is probably one of the hardest ones. Now, I'm speaking to you because this is probably one of the toughest things, and I've had to deal with it myself, believe it or not. I don't know if anybody else has. Oh, thank God I'm not the only one. And I realized it because not too long ago, there was a situation between two people. And it was easy to pray for one, but because I looked at a person the other way, I ceased from praying for that person. I'm human, yes. And it was wrong. Well, one day, I was sitting there in the prayer room, and it clicks. What am I doing? What makes me so much better than this person or anybody else because God loves them the same? What am I supposed to do? You know, and it reminded me because when we had went out with evangelism and we were speaking to people, believe it or not, this helped me realize that evangelism helped me realize this. When we went door to door, and people would come out and say, well, I'm LDS or I'm Catholic. The thing that we said, we're not here to convert you. I just want to pray for you. I just want to pray for you. I'm not here to convert you. And that's when it clicked to me because then I said, what am I doing? Why am I not praying for this person? Am I too self-righteous, wrapped up in me, wrapped up in the things that how I see righteousness should be? Yes, I was. And so that day I changed and immediately I began to pray for that person. And within 2 days, we were on the phone talking. And many things came out, but a relationship was repaired because I had to look past myself. I had to get myself out of the way. Sometimes we get in our own way. We trip ourselves. Anybody ever trip yourself? Thank God I'm not the only one. But to... as even this man said, God, just be merciful. Be merciful to me, a sinner. He didn't go into any extravagant prayer. And when you sit there and it clicks, God, just be merciful to me, a sinner. Far be pride from me. God hates pride. I don't know if you guys know, God hates pride. He does. You know, a few scriptures, one scripture that I always pray in the morning. It's awesome. It was Ephesians 6:10. You don't have to turn to it, but I'll do my best to remember it. It says, be sure to put on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that come with the good news. Hold up the shield of faith in addition to all these things. Put on the helmet of salvation and carry the sword of the Spirit that is the word of God. All that is God's. When it's the belt of truth, it's God's truth. When it's the breastplate of righteousness, that's God's righteousness. Everything about that armor is God's. Everything about you is God's. So we must remember that it's never our righteousness, it's God's righteousness. So when we pray that, put on that breastplate of righteousness. But when you say, God, this is your righteousness. When everything in my hands prevails, may it be for your glory, not mine. It's been a lot. We've gone through so much in the past 3 or 4 months, and it's been a very humbling experience. I don't know if a few of you know, but we even went through a time of a short time of unemployment to gaining employment. to getting reinstated. It was a tough time, but we did it by God's grace. Thank God. And, you know, the whole time in the beginning, I could just sit there and soak angry. And then finally, just one day, I'm sitting there and everything just clicks. Get up. Get out and go get a job. You don't have time to wait. I kept thinking to myself, I know this is going to pass. I know within a week or two, this is going to pass. I know. Well, what happens when I know doesn't happen? You're humbled real quick. And through that, that was probably one of the biggest things, is just figuring, like, I'm not going to do this because I'm past that. I'm not going to do this because I'm past that. I'm not going to do this because I'm past that. No. You're going to do what you can to support who you got, because that's what God would do. Put on that breastplate of righteousness. Isaiah 59 tells you God himself, the Lord, puts on the breastplate of righteousness and the helmet of salvation. It tells you that itself. God has his own armor. And he's given it to you. He wants you to be a piece of it. He said, if I got a breastplate of righteousness, I'm going to give you one. But remember that it's mine, not yours. That's for your heart. Keep that heart humble. When you have the helmet of salvation, as Isaiah 59 tells you, God puts on salvation as his helmet. And God gives that helmet to you as well. So that's mean God wants you to connect at his mind. He wants you to think the same way he does. He wants your heart to be in the right place. He wants you to walk in his righteousness, not your own. And I'm very sorry. I went off every single topic I have in my notes. But God is good. God is good. Everything that just comes out is him. But I'm going to give that baby the microphone. You know, one time, Pastor Ron and we were having a discussion with 2 Corinthians. And he was telling me, he says, you know what? I don't even watch rated R movies because it's something that I don't want to be associated with. He said, if I walk into a movie theater with a rated R movie and people see me, what are they going to think? Then they associate me with that. And I said, well, Pastor, oh, no, this is me coming in, obviously. I said, well, Pastor, I've seen things and I've done things, and rated R movies, they don't bother me. I can do it. It doesn't mess with my conscience. It doesn't mess me up. And Pastor Ronnie, being the godly man he is, says, you know, I believe you. He says, being in the military, seeing the things that you've seen, doing the things you did, I believe you, it won't have effect on your conscience. But it sounds like an excuse. Well, all right, Pastor. My point is this. God's righteousness did not stop where my feelings began. How many people get wrapped up in that? How I feel. You know what that does? You know what I does? the same thing as this Pharisee did. I. That creates an idol. What God are you praying to? You're breaking a commandment. Idolatry is against the Ten Commandments, and that's exactly what you're building. God does not change. His righteousness is his righteousness. He sent his only son to become sin so you could become his righteousness, so we could become his righteousness. Now, hold on, because I want to share a few things with you, because this is what I got in my notes. Now, I was going through my mind and a few things hit, and you know that I hear people say, and it's a big deal when it comes to self-righteousness. Here's a couple of them. It says, I only drink once a week, but those guys drink every day. So I'm okay. I'm only going to take these pills because there's addicts out there that take way more. So I'm okay. I don't give money or tithes to churches because going on Sunday is my 10%. Wow. I hear it a lot. I don't give money to churches. I don't tithe because 10% of my time, I give it here and I give it there. So it's okay. No, it's not. It's not. That's not what it's about. Trying to justify the wrong that you're doing and by comparing it to everybody else's is the same thing this Pharisee just did. He says, thank God I'm not like this tax collector. Every day people do this. Almost every conversation you're going to have people. One of the things that we ran into was when I asked people, I said, hey, you know what? We're from Church of Safford. Can we just pray with you? No, we're good. Well, thank God you're not like me. Self-righteousness, it's idolatry. God doesn't change. We have to change. The Bible says, as we are a new creation, he takes us from glory to glory. And if you get wrapped up in yourself, in your self-righteousness, in your own glory, if you have any, if you have righteousness, where does that take you? Nowhere. Absolutely nowhere. 10% of your time. It doesn't work like that. Just because other people drink more than you, they smoke more than you, they party more than you, they take pills more than you, they do anything more than you, that does not make you right. How many times, I could count so many times that I hear, I only drink one or two a day. That's fine for me. Everybody else is over there getting drunk. Still not right. Now, sorry, it's like I said, I went off topic, went off notes, so I'm a little bit of everywhere. You could turn to Matthew 5 and go to verse 20. Now, Jesus is speaking, and he says, for I say to you that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Jesus picked the most well-versed people who were supposed to teach other people and he broke them. And he used them as an example And the thing was, is it's because they showed everything on the outside, but never fixed anything on the inside. Now, this is exactly what self-righteousness does. As long as you can show on the outside, but continuously live a life of sin on the inside, it's okay. People deal with this daily. People do this daily. Now, the thing is we can see it. Everybody sitting here in church, or everybody on Facebook who decided not to come to church. But even though we can see them living that lifestyle, that doesn't mean we despise them because of how far we are. The best thing you could do for people is walk up to you and say, I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. I want to. I don't care where you're at. I don't care what you're doing. I want to pray for you right now. I'm not here to convert you. I am just here to pray for you. Don't go out when it comes to other religions. Don't go through the Bible and go, I'm going to pick this one, this one, this one, this one, this one. And I'm going to stick it to them when I see them. Because then at that point, that becomes about you. Now, the Holy Spirit, let him do his job. Let him fall on people. Let him convict them. Don't go out and spirit gunning people. But it's, like I said, it's something so self-righteous is so easily overlooked by the people who carry it so well, that carry it a lot. And, you know, another example, one that's been weighing on me, I didn't put it in my notes, but even allowing somebody to coax you into something, to your emotions. When somebody says, this person said this about you, and you, hold on. And you go to that person and you scream at them, you try to fight them, you do everything in the book. And then you walk away and say, well, I was justified because they were talking bad about me. That doesn't work like that. No. That's self-righteousness. Because we are flesh, it's easy to get coaxed into stuff like that. It's easy to get pushed. The Bible talks about so many snares. And it can just grab you. A snare is just snatch you up real quick. That you don't even notice it. Self-righteousness could snatch you up and you don't even notice it. I'm sorry I keep doing this. Now, one of the cool things is, you know, as rolling in with the Ephesians 6, which is the armor of God, as I said, is it's God's righteousness. It's all about God. You want to pray with people. You want the Spirit to do his job. Don't go in there hooking and jabbing thinking you're all that. Let God be God. Your job is to carry the good news. So, I'm gonna close with this. Be God-centered, not self-centered. Sorry, I'm gonna say it with the mic right here. Be God-centered, not self-centered. Worship at the altar of God, not at the altar of everybody else's opinion. Easily do people get pulled into that. So, with that, I hope and I pray that you got as much out of this as I did. Now, I'm still working on it. Sometimes in prayer, you ever been in prayer and you got to pray against yourself? You got to get in there. You got to put on the full armor of God, and you got, far be pride from me. Because God cannot dwell where pride is, because he dislikes it so much. If you're praying to God, thank God I am not like this. Thank God I'm not like this. Thank God I'm like, what more does God need to do? So with that, just go out. Allow the Holy Spirit to do his job. Pray for people. Pray for people. Amen. Go ahead and stand and we'll pray. Father, we just praise you and thank you tonight, Father. We thank you for your righteousness, Father, your glory, for who you are, Father. We praise you. We honor you, Father, for your integrity, your honor, your glory is unmatched, Father. And in just putting on the armor of God, Father, we just praise you, Father, for even just thinking to give us, Father, the same armor, Father, that you wear, Father, the breastplate of righteousness, Father, helmet of salvation. We thank you for it, Father. We just ask that you be with us tonight, Father, as we go from this place, Father. May those who hear on Facebook, Father, and those who are here in church, Father, may the Spirit fall on them right now. We just praise you and thank you, Father, for everything, and ask that you be with us as we go from this place. In Jesus' name, amen.